I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Ultimate Frisbee devotees tell their stories via Flatball Radio. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The Golden State Warriors set the NBA regular season record for wins. They went 73-9, and they had to win the last game of the season in order to do that. It's not often we get to witness accomplishments like this one. Did you stay up until 1 a.m. to see the conclusion of that accomplishment?
No, I didn't, because I had a feeling it was going to happen anyway, whether I watched or not. It really is quite a thing. And not only did they win 73 games, but they did it in a vastly entertaining fashion. They're the best thing that's happened to the NBA in a long time.
According to one sports book, Charlie, going into the weekend, the Warriors were 5-7 favorites to win the NBA title. Cleveland was 3-1. San Antonio Spurs were 7-2. I don't know if I have to go any further down the list. You like the odds?
I do like the odds. I know that a lot of the Cleveland money right now is depending on the great stretch drive that LeBron James had. I still don't think that's that good a team. But, the question is, how far can he carry them? I don't think the Golden State and San Antonio odds are outlandish at all.
Wednesday night was also historic because Kobe Bryant of the Lakers played the final game of his 20-year career. He scored 60 points, so he perhaps hasn't lost at all at this point. I think it's pretty safe to say that no outgoing NBA player ever did that in a last game, and probably nobody's ever sold more T-shirts.
No, probably not. He took 50 shots, by the way, to get the 60 points, which is really quite something.
And all of his teammates and coach were obviously saying, yeah, throw it up there, whatever
Absolutely.
You want to do.
Absolutely. What did they have to lose? The Lakers have had a terrible season.
The team presented Kobe and his wife Vanessa with spectacular diamond rings. I'm guessing they didn't think he'd made enough money during his career, or maybe that he didn't have enough rings.
Well, at least they're very nice. At least they can, rest assured that he's not going to have to hawk the rings anytime soon.
No, $680 million he made playing basketball alone, and that doesn't count the T-shirt and the sneaker money.
Exactly right.
This week, a group of U.S. senators wrote to NBA Commissioner Adam Silver to urge him to move the 2017 All-Star Game from Charlotte to another city in protest of North Carolina's controversial HB2 law. What, if any, effect is this likely to have on Commissioner Silver or on the state's legislators?
Well, I don't think it's going to have any effect on the state's legislators because that majority is bought and paid for it. I think Adam Silver is going to take it very seriously, especially since one of the laws that was overturned was an anti-discrimination statute enacted by the city of Charlotte. So I'm not entirely sure which side the city of Charlotte's going to be on in this.
Charlie, the Chicago Cubs went into the weekend with an 8-1 record. That's not 1-8. That's 8-1. Evidence of things finally going the Cubs' way, or are we just delaying the apocalypse?
Well, if you think I'm going off that diving board in April, you're out of your mind. Only to say that this is obviously the beginning of coming to fruition of what Theo Epstein has done in reorganizing the Chicago franchise. And if Theo Epstein goes down in history as the guy who got the Red Sox and the Cubs both world championships after the long droughts that they had, he's going to go down in history as the greatest general manager ever.
He will go into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot, no doubt about it, if he does that. Some people are calling Jordan Spieth's collapse in the final round of this year's Masters the worst ever in golf history. You're our golf historian, I suppose. What do you think?
Now, the only thing comparable is Greg Norman's to Nick Faldo. But this was astonishing because there's now an iconic moment in Jordan Spieth's career that doesn't involve him winning anything. Mm. That incredible 7 on a par 3, including 2 into the water, including one, the second shot into the water with a divot that you can take it home and practice on it. I mean, it was big enough. This is going to be a part of the history of the Masters is going to be that collapse as much as it's going to be however many times Jordan Spieth ultimately wins it.
The World Anti-Doping Agency admitted this week that its policy regarding meldonium had been flawed, and it issued new guidelines regarding that particular drug. How is this likely to affect the 172 athletes who had tested positive, including Maria Sharapova?
Well, first of all, I thought meldonium was the other country that Groucho Marx goes to war with in Duck Soup.
It's either that or it's the thing Superman can't stand.
Either that or it's a new form of revolutionary nuclear power. I don't know what they're going to do. For some reason, this test did not conform to the usual scientific standards, and now I think they owe a lot of people an apology.
And finally, Charlie, the Nighthawks. This is a pro lacrosse team in Rochester, New York, have a promotion.
I'm glad you cleared that up because I thought it was a Tom Waits album.
Yeah, well, it is. He was at the diner with the Nighthawks. But anyway, they have a promotion this weekend. For $35, you get a ticket to the game, a souvenir mug, and 10 beers. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, a lot of drunkenness could go really
wrong. Yeah, I mean, I hope you get a ride home, too, along with the 10 beers.
That would be really good if they were to offer you, like, a free cab voucher or so, or hire a bus or something. Not that I want to ride on that bus particularly, but it seems the least they could do.
Charlie Fierce joins us each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.